Dodge ZS. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Government releases 18.4 billion kwacha for public services in July 2025. ZRA seizes 66,000 litres of smuggled ethanol belonging to Zambian breweries. In global news, Israel imposed starvation kills 100 children in Gaza. Very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga with the Phoenix FM News at 13 hours. The details. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning in July 2025 released 18.4 billion kwacha to finance public service delivery, of which 3.1 billion kwacha went towards the implementation of various government programs and general operations. According to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury, 2.2 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure, 3 billion kwacha for transfers, subsidies and social benefits, 4.7 billion kwacha for the public service wage bill, and 5.4 billion kwacha for arrears and debt service, both domestic and external. Commenting on the development, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbe Komsokotwani says the Treasury's release of 18.4 billion kwacha in July 2025 towards developmental programs, debt service and operations of government, among other priorities, is a clear demonstration of the commitment to successfully implement the budget and meet set targets. Dr. Msokotwani has urged all ministries, provinces and agencies to strengthen their resolve in delivering planned programs effectively, with a focus on achieving tangible results that improve the lives of citizens. He has emphasized that efficient program implementation across sectors including public service delivery, mining, agriculture, livestock, tourism and manufacturing is critical to driving Zambia's competitiveness in regional and global markets. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized two trucks carrying 66,000 litres of smuggled ethanol with a revenue loss of 3 million kwacha to the Zambian government. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala explains that the two trucks which entered Zambia through the Nakonde one-stop border post were both declared as carrying 132 packages of calcium hypochlorite each. Mr. Nzala has indicated that calcium does not attract customs duty, but is subjected to 16% import value added tax VAT. He explains that upon inspection, ZRA officers discovered that the trucks were carrying ethanol, 96.0% in 250-litre plastic drums, contrary to the initial declaration. Mr. Nzala says further verification of the declarations confirmed that the entries were declared with Zambia Breweries PLC as the importer and Transtra International Limited as the declarant of or agent. He says an alcohol permit and delivery documents were also discovered, confirming the product as SL Alcohol with Zambia Breweries Limited listed as the buyer. Mr. Nzala says this misclassification constitutes smuggling, violating sections 141, 149 and 159 of the Customs and Excise Act Cap 322 of the laws of Zambia, and the authority has since commenced further investigations on the matter with potential prosecution of all parties involved.
As an authority, we have seized two trucks carrying smuggled ethanol. Now, this was declared as carbon hypochlorite at the Nakonde one-stop border post. Now, the documents show that the declarant, which is the clearing agent, is Seco Transfer International. And the documents are also showing that the importer or the buyer is Zambian Breweries. The revenue loss from this smuggling activity is 3 million kwacha, and we are conducting further investigations on this transaction because our records also indicate that between 2023 and 2025, about 21 transactions have taken place between Seco Transfer and Zambian Breweries.
Police in Lusaka have formally charged and arrested a 26-year-old woman, Abigail Kalyambanyama, in connection with an attempted murder of retired Brigadier General John Banda, age 53, a resident of Chalala area in Lusaka. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the charge follows a report made by retired Brigadier General David Kalseni of Makeni on behalf of his brother, Brigadier General Banda. Mr. Chilavi says investigations indicate that the victim was shot twice in the back of the head, sustaining serious gunshot wounds in an incident that occurred on July 26, 2025, around 23:40 hours behind Crossroads Mall in Kablonga, Lusaka. He explains that on July 26, 2025, around 17 hours, Brigadier General Banda drove a vehicle registration number AB1158 to pick up the suspect, described as his female companion from Nyumbayanga, and they then proceeded to Palavana. Mr. Chilavi says around 23:30 hours while en route to drop her home, the pair reportedly had a disagreement, and upon reaching Crossroads Mall, Brigadier General Banda parked the vehicle and refused to proceed until the matter was resolved. He says following a brief altercation outside the vehicle, he retrieved his firearm from the car and fired at Ms. Kalambanyama, who was leaning on the bonnet, missing her and hitting the vehicle instead. Mr. Chilavi says she then grabbed the firearm and allegedly shot the victim twice at the back of the head, causing him to collapse.
Police officers who responded to the report found both the suspect and the victim at the scene. The victim was lying in a pool of blood beside a loaded pistol, with some empty cartridges also found. He was rushed to the investigating hospital for medical attention. Brigadier General Banda, retired, remains admitted to UTH, where his condition is reported to be stable. Meanwhile, the suspect, Abigail Kalyavanyama, remains in custody and will appear in court soon for the offense of attempt to murder, contrary to Section 215B, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia.
The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has urged government to identify and support selected artisanal and small-scale miners in the semi-precious stone sector and channel part of the Constituency Development Fund towards building their capacity. Organization President Musa Kafimbwa told Phoenix News that such an initiative would help revive dormant mining areas, create jobs, generate tax revenue, and contribute to national coffers. Mr. Kafimbwa says it is time for government to take decisive action to unlock the full potential of the emerald and semi-precious stones industry, which he described as a multi-billion dollar sector. He adds that targeted empowerment programs could provide the capital needed to stimulate growth and maximize benefits from the industry.
We could lobby and request to government that maybe they identify a few licenses, in different areas of this land, and divert CDF to see which mining companies and on artisanal and small scale are able to develop through a certain budget, and how best they can refund back into back to our coffers, and how best they can contribute to job creation and tax paying. So maybe aligning to that, we might see benefits coming, or else we'll have, workshops year in, year out without finding solutions.
Over 450 small-scale mining licenses remain dormant due to capital and machinery challenges amidst the global instability to the gemstone sector that has also disturbed the market for mining giants such as Kagem, who earlier this year sent workers on forced leave. In more news, House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Chongo is urging government to expedite the process of issuing mining licenses, particularly in areas where mineral deposits have been discovered, to ensure local communities can benefit from these resources rather than being sidelined. Chief Chongo has expressed concern over the recent loss of lives linked to artisanal and small-scale mining activities across the country. He has called for urgent reforms and stronger collaborations between local communities and government to promote sustainable mining practices and environmental protection. The traditional leader is calling for a more inclusive and fair approach to mining that not only benefits foreign investors, but also empowers local communities and ensures the protection of their lands and resources. Meanwhile, Chief Chongo has raised concerns about the escalating environmental degradation in various parts of the country, emphasizing that the pursuit of quick profits should not come at the expense of Zambia's vital ecosystems.
We are going round chiefdoms. Last year we visited about, 3 to 4 chiefdoms. We went to Chief Nkambo, we went to Chief Chamuka, we went to Chief Munukwa. They came to me as Chief Chongo. as traditional leaders, we have not sat behind. We want